It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Audio courtesy of Clegg. Didn't go our way last night. Can I call it that, or do I have to say Guardians TV?
You saw that on the Clegger?
Because I look on the guide and I see Clegg, and I go, Clegg. Like, remember the old Jags commercials?
Yeah.
Jags.
It's not Clegg for me, though.
What is it?
Because I just have the app, so.
Oh. See, I call it Clegg. I like calling it Clegg, man. I kind of like the name of the
sport. Yeah, you get used to it.
Call it
Clegg. Get used to anything.
There's a whole road named that.
You guys don't need to call it. Well, that's...
It's spelled differently.
It's spelled differently. I was like, no, it's pronounced. I go, no, it's not. It's pronounced the same. And they lost last night. Sorry.
That's well, they no didn't fun. Just lose. They got... It's as one-sided a game as you'll see in Major League Baseball,
now, that's
right?
Not necessarily true. No. I mean, the seventh inning, they had bases loaded. Stephen Kwan got out. What are you going to do? I mean, he's... I'll forgive
not
Stephen Kwan.
Out.
Well, I understand that, but you get what I'm saying.
Score runs.
Okay, get mad at Stephen Kwan. Get me mad at Stephen Kwan there. That's the right move at 6 in the morning. Get mad at Stephen Kwan of all people.
He had one of your two hits, your two coveted hits.
You had bases loaded. You had a chance to jump back in the game. It's only 4-0 at that point.
I'd rather they just save their hits for when they come home next week.
Stephen Kwan hits a grand slam.
Yeah, I mean, save them for us.
You're right back in it.
I don't want him having hits at midnight in San Diego.
Yeah, I want him on opening day when it's 29 degrees.
That's right. Got to warm the ballpark.
That's not
going to
be fun.
Somehow.
That sucks. That's going to suck. I'm trying to. It's almost like I kind of don't want to tell anybody that because it just seems to put a downer on the entire day. I mean, you're waiting 2 weeks to have your home opener anyway.
Is it's Tuesday, 12 days. Is Tuesday opening day?
Correct.
Yes.
The 8th.
Right now, high of 36.
I'm holding out hope that everyone's wrong.
And feels like 25.
Dante. I've seen two. Dante has tried to be nice about it over at 8. Like, hey, might be using an operative word here.
Oh, yeah.
Not rain, but something else could be falling out of the sky. And then I watched Dan Chack last night. And I know he's on in the morning, but they have that show that's on Channel 6. Oh, boy, I'm an old man now. And he's like, there's going to be snow falling. I was like, no, don't say that. It's not
fun. I think he actually said, whatever you do, don't. Don't get your snow blowers. Don't pack them in yet. You still Still going to have a chance to use them on Tuesday.
Somebody walked around and said the word 2 to 4 inches.
All right.
Now, I don't know. Now, listen, I'm just sitting at my desk, so I don't know if that's true or what they were even talking about. I'm telling you, I heard a meteorologist say the words 2 to 4 inches, the measurements. What they were talking about, I assume, was that. Now, I don't know when that is, but it seems like that would be Tuesday because that would be the day it happens. That sucks. That sucks for every fan. If it's snowing in October, like if you're seeing the flex come down, like that's like the when they got ready for the World Series against the Marlins years ago. I hate to bring up terrible memories, but there's that still shot of Mike Hargrove standing behind home plate, and he's got the jacket on, and he's got the gloves, and the snow starting to fall out of the sky. And I think it was game one, if I'm not mistaken, of that World Series. I might be mistaken there, but it was one of the games of the World Series where it's a great still shot. And that's October baseball. When it's getting cold, it's like, all right, we're doing something special here. I love it. April, no, it is. This is why I hate spring, and I rant and rave about spring, and I know you guys are tired of hearing me saying it, and I'll try to keep it brief, but God, do I hate this season. I hate everything about spring. It's a giant tease. It's your first relationship you ever went in where the boy or the girl, depending on who you are, they just can't get off any of the drama. Anytime you think it's good, it's bad, and they make up new reasons to fight with you. That's spring. Spring sucks. Good morning. Watch the Guardians on clay.
And last night sucked.
It was game four of the World Series. Thank you very much. Mitch found it. There you go. Thank you very much, Mitch. Well done. Could have just said it. You'd say it on the air. You're welcome. You got a microphone in front of you. He's still not going to say anything on the radio. Okay. Anywho, yeah, last night sucked. You know, Logan Allen did the job he was supposed to do. I think I'm not going to be mad at Logan Allen. I mean, he's trying to eat up innings. What did he go, 5 1/3?
5 1/3, gave up 4 earned runs. Did walk 5.
I think I'm going to end up getting mad at Luis Ortiz. That's who I'm going to end up getting mad at. I mean, it's easy to get mad at the bullpen. I expected there to be a backslide of the bullpen. So, like, I know some people want to rip on Joey Cantillo, and I'll do the same thing. That's fun, but I'm not as upset with the bullpen as, because I just don't think it was going to be as good this year. And so I kind of expected a downslide. I think Owen brought it up. We got to get already. I know they're only 2 and 3. We're 5 games into the season. You got Tristan, whatever you got to do in your head, you got to get this figured out. And Tristan McKenzie's got to get it figured out.
Yeah, I mean, I think
if Luis Ortiz is going to go out there and just get firebombed every single day, we can't do this.
It does feel like Stephen Vogt every day walks up to him and goes, "Do you like what you're seeing out there, Tristan? Are you going to do something about it?"
This should be a lesson. Yes, this should be a nasty ass lesson.
He's
going to
get the opportunity.
I hope so.
Do you like that your friends and brothers in baseball are out there struggling through this?
It's getting beat. Thank God for Tanner Bibee. Ben Lively doing his best. But Ben Lively's supposed to be an innings eater, too. So it's like, man,
he might be the ultimate innings eater when they tell you the night before, hey, you're going to start the first game of the year.
Yeah. I didn't even realize it wasn't Chipotle he ate. Everybody assumed it was Chipotle. It was something else.
Well, he had to go
Chipotle
out of his
gets
way
a
to
bad
make
enough
sure
name
to let everybody know.
So, yeah, well, yeah, I mean, if you like it, you don't want to throw everybody else off. So, I don't know. That's damn disappointing. I mean, you had a chance to jump right back. I can't expect Stephen Kwan to hit a home or you hit a grand slam, but it would have been nice to get a couple, but it didn't matter. The bullpen, just rough. However you say, they're on the West Coast, and you've said it before, you don't believe these games count, and I'd like to go
count.
That way with you.
They really shouldn't count. I wish baseball would have an edict. Now, this was weird because we have so many games before we come home. Normally, it's like one series or whatever at most.
You're playing
two.
A whole season. This is a whole Little League season on the road before you come
home. This seems
insane.
I don't know if it has to do with us getting our stadium ready.
Well,
ultimately,
it absolutely has to do with that.
So, but it really stinks. Especially, my God, if you came back with a terrible record, that's just so deflating. But it just doesn't feel like baseball really starts until they are out parading all the legends and doing the intros and having all the pageantry. And of course, Kenny, the bunting, the famed bunting.
They better have that on Tuesday.
Well, they're
going to have brand new bunting.
Hell, high water, a foot of snow. You better have that bunting on there.
I don't care what the record is. You still have the ceremonial bunting. But until that happens, it still feels like these are spring training games, even though the games totally count. They totally count in the standings.
Guys, we are in a 4-way tie for first place. So.
Oh, hey, well, yeah, okay. That's not bad. I'll take that right now. Gary on the road. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Ted, quit complaining about the weather. It's a woman's fault that it's as the way it is.
Tell me
Mother
more.
Nature, she can never make up her mind.
There we go. I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go well for you.
Hey, wife. Hello to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yes.
And then just yell, "Where's my sandwich?"
Yeah, come on, get in the kitchen.
Zach Lowe is back on podcasts again. He was ESPN. Lima's a huge Zach Lowe fan. And in all honesty, I make fun of Lima for some of his people that he really, really likes to listen to. Zach Lowe knows a hell of a lot about basketball. He was on ESPN for a long time. They canned him because they get rid of some people just so they can bring in Dan Wetzel. I'm kidding. I like Dan. I like Dan. I like Dan Wetzel
Reckless
a lot.
Speculation.
I like Dan. That was a that
How
was
much
a gag.
Money does Dan need?
That was a gag. In all honesty, Dan Wetzel's a good man. But Zach Lowe's fine. Is he on the Ringer now, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we'll get some audio later because it's hard to cut up Zach Lowe because he doesn't really talk in sound bites. You said you heard him say something about Darius Garland on the way
in. So he says he trusts Darius. He's really excited about Evan Mobley making the leap and all that stuff here in the playoffs. He said Donovan Mitchell was like one of the, I forgot the term that he used, but one of the superstars in the league is actually likable. It's weird in that league. All we do is, you know what, all over every good
player.
We
eventually find reasons to hate him.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like the way Shea Gilgeous-Alexander looked at me the other day, so I'm going to find a reason to hate his guts.
Oh, he's from Canada.
Yeah.
So he's feel good. I think he said it's one of the feel good star stories, and there's a lot on the line coming up in the playoffs. But then he so casually, so matter-of-factly was like, and it's great to see Darius. He's healthy. I trust him again. And that stuff was real last year. That stuff about him was absolutely real, meaning him wanting out was real. Remember, Jason Lloyd was the one with the story.
Mm-hmm.
And because they didn't end up trading him, they brought back the core four, and then they had the best record in the NBA all season until like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Everyone was just like, oh, Lloyd had to have made that up. I mean, now, Mitch, I wouldn't be saying that out loud to Lloyd right in front of his face like you did. I thought that was a little over the top. But, me and you knew that Lloyd didn't make it up.
Yeah, he didn't.
But fans just, they determine these things in their head. And, all in terms of blowback, there really wasn't a ton. It wasn't like Darius Garland every day beat the drum. That was a lie that was out there. He did a couple times, I think, on Instagram, say something. But it wasn't some defiant tone. And then Zach Lowe yesterday was like, oh, yeah, that was definitely real last year. And when it came to him and whether or not he'd be back. So I found that interesting because I was wondering, none of us see an early flame out or anything like that.
No.
We got into a heated, shouting match yesterday about Detroit, but it wasn't because either of us thought we would lose to Detroit or lose to Indiana.
You think they're going to be dirty.
We said we think we will get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and that'll be that. But my question was, if it was in the offing last year, and we were wondering about whether or not, you know, guys were happy here. Now, was it just JB? Because JB is gone, and the team is really good. But does any of that matter if they get bounced? Like, if they got bounced early in the playoffs before they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, it'd be a stunner.
It'd be an absolute disaster.
It'd be a disaster.
I would, of all the things to hate, that, from an entertainment standpoint, as a radio person, as a fan first and foremost, but as a radio person for entertainment purposes, I'd be sick. I might actually get physically ill if something like that were to happen. For a multitude of reasons.
It would totally. Here's where there is a little bit of pressure. We'll never talk about regular season Cavs again.
That's why I'll get sick, because now it's like you're killing me. So now I have to do is sit here and talk about some rookie quarterback in Kenny Pickett right now, and you're gonna. I mean, it's a gun to the head. You can't do this. You have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. You cannot put me in that position, because people. And it's not just Cleveland, guys. It's not a Cleveland thing. Everybody everywhere does not care about the regular season once their teams get to some level of success.
Celtics fans didn't care.
No, they do not. They don't. They only exist to talk trash against certain teams, like us, like our fans. Arnett, you won't care. So they're 60-15, but you're right about it. And it's also, if they did fold, or like fold in a semifinal in the Eastern Conference, what would actually happen? Would there be any move? Because I don't think there would, and I really don't think there should at this point.
I actually don't think there would be a major move or anything like that. I know there are obviously going to be cap implications and whether or not they can keep Ty Jerome, because they are literally capped at what they can offer him, and it would just take one other team going, actually, Ty Jerome could start for us. That's it. That's the end of Ty Jerome. You wouldn't have him anymore, because he'd get paid starting money somewhere else. But that's about it, right? That's about it. I mean, maybe you could see some on the margins deals, you know, other guys. But the core, I don't think the core would be in jeopardy at all. But you would wonder, like, what are they going to do? What would they say? Would they just say, well, year two of Atkinson, right? So that's why you don't even want to believe that they could lose before that. Because we don't want them drumming up questions again about Darius and Jared Allen, because those are the two, right? Those are the two we talked about.
But a loss before these, like, I get, like, Boston's the defending champs. They're really good. If you lose to Boston, I don't want it to happen. I might be mad for a moment, but I can accept the reality of the situation. If you lose to any of the other teams, it would feel like they betrayed your trust. And I think you would not see Kenny Atkinson the same way, especially with the type of regular season that you've had. You wouldn't see Kenny Atkinson the same way. You wouldn't see the core four the same way. And then you bring back these guys. Because I can't, as of right now, foresee any sort of a move unless there was some Kevin Durant crazy trade. Because he's still good, but he's long in the tooth. I think he'd retire before he played here, but that's a different conversation. I can't see any realistic move that you would be able to make to satiate an angry fan base, or even an angry owner, because he's been that way before after losses, that you could make them okay. So you would run this back, but you would be still a great team. You're destined, like, say they finish out and they finish with 15 losses this year. You're destined to lose more games next year.
Yeah, you just will.
Exactly. So it's going to feel like, because of the disappointment of the postseason and because of how good the last season was, it's going to feel like you're going down, even though you might not be. You might be a one seed again next year, and you feel like you're going down. So, like, that, there is an immense amount of pressure to reach a level for the Cavs. And once they reach that level, then we'll talk about the Celtics and what, okay, can you beat them in this way, that fashion? Is DeAndre Hunter really the type of guy that can bring down a Jason Tatum? Can we do something? Like, these are the conversations that we'll have, but you got to get there. You absolutely have to get there.
And
you have to.
And by the way, tonight, you're at home on national television against the Knicks.
Yep.
No Jalen Brunson. You're 11-point favorites. At home against the Knicks. So tonight should be solidifying once and for all. And even though me and you have solidified this like a month ago, they're the one seed after tonight, because the Celtics aren't going to be able to catch them. You'd have to lose tonight. Celtics are playing Miami, I think.
Yeah.
They could get down to three. But obviously, you are massive favorites tonight, so speaking it should
of,
be over.
Speaking of Ty Jerome, I don't think he'll be going. I know he shot around yesterday, yeah, but I still think he's getting work on the knee.
I wouldn't need to rush him back.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.